You're listening to the Hockey Podcast Network, your home for hockey talk covering every team in the NHL. New episodes every Monday. Download at thehockeypodcastnetwork.com or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Calgary Flames fans, it's time for Flames Unfiltered. Entertaining and controversial hockey talk with your host, Brad Berube.
Lots of UFAs. Who do we sign? Who do we let walk? This is a critical part of the retool. Good evening. Welcome to another edition of Flames Unfiltered, episode number 71, September 6, 2020, as we continue to roll through the Stanley Cup playoffs. And Flames fans watch by the wayside. And trade rumors are flying right now. They are at a frenzy. You're hearing names of Patrick Laine, Frederick Anderson. Wow, why so much talk now? Well, the playoffs are still going. I have a theory. We're not going to have a long off season. There isn't going to be a lot of time for general managers to make moves. There isn't a lot of time to get these rosters rebuilt before we drop the puck on next season, which I pray goes off without a hitch and we get some hockey with fans back in the building, because we need the Saddle Dome packed, don't we? That is what Calgary is about. That is what hockey is about. We need fans in the building. Western Conference playoffs keep rolling along and the Stars shock the Avs. I would have never guessed it in a million years. And the Canucks, although valiant, could not survive the Golden Knights. I did not lose sleep over that. I was pretty happy to see the Canucks lose that, actually. Listening to the Canucks fans on Twitter, I tell you what, that's top-notch entertainment. Those guys, man, do they lose their mind. They freak out. You think we freak out about our team here in Calgary, but holy cow, do they really, really let loose in Vancouver about their team on Twitter. It is top-notch entertainment. Did we underestimate the Stars' capabilities? Did we? I don't know. I still think this is that magic run. All the stars aligned. I had to say it. I don't know. I hate that saying. Is it their year? Maybe. Who do we want to represent the West as a Flames fan? Do we want the Golden Knights or do we want the Stars? I don't know. I'm not a really big fan of either one. I think I want Vegas if I know that means it's the end of the road for Vegas and the demise of the team starts and the team starts to fall apart, because they've been so damn good for so long and they've only been in the league for 3 years and so damn good. The Stars, on the other hand, I know that this is their last kick at the can. This team's old. This team is old. This is their last kick at the can. I don't know. It'll be interesting to see what happens there. I'm back and forth on who I want to win that. So with hockey in August/September and the Flames out of the playoffs, are you more worried about watching the rest of the playoff games or making sure your golf game is really good heading into winter? Cooler temperatures, it's a little bit nicer to get out to the golf course. Things are green, it looks pretty nice. I'm liking the golf course. Yeah, I hope the weather stays nice so we can enjoy a little bit more golf before we drop the puck again here in Calgary. On this episode, it is time for part one of the roster restructure. I am going to go through the Calgary Flames roster, and I am not doing this in like an afternoon. I am taking a lot of time in deciding what I would do if I was not Brad Berube, but if I was Brad Treliving. There's a lot I would do. A lot. And you're going to see it over the next 4 weeks on Flames Unfiltered as we break down every part of it. This is part one tonight, and we're going to start with what we would do with the Flames UFAs and RFA players. I think that you have to get that figured out before you move into the rest of the roster. Well, who do we re-sign and who do we let walk? And then I'll take a look at the UFAs that are out in the NHL and potential targets for the Flames, and maybe some potential trade targets for the Flames as we look for a very, very active offseason and a very abbreviated offseason. Then we'll take a look at some Flames news and we'll talk about player payments for the playoffs and a poll put up with the Calgary Sun that was really interesting to see what the fans want the team to do. We'll wrap with a Facebook poll on what trade target the Flames should pursue the hardest. It's time for another offseason edition of Flames Unfiltered.
Using the wrong tool for the job? Use the right tool for the job. Introducing the Lawnmower 3.0 by Manscaped, featuring advanced skin-safe technology. Order today at manscaped.com.
Get 20% off and free shipping when you use promo code THPN at manscaped.com. Your balls will thank you. All right, Flames fans, I'm super excited to do this roster restructure. I just love it. I mean, cap friendly going, and I got depth charts, and I got my desk just full of different notes and things I compiled over the year, and some different guys I want to try to pursue. And man, I wish I could just have Brad Treliving's job. I know it's a short-lived job usually, but it would be fun. This team, I think this team has a lot of what I would want to build my team around. You just got to plug in some pieces. And we got to make this work with the cap, and we got to be smart with this. So let's jump into it right away, and let's talk about sign or not re-sign. Evaluating these Flames, UFAs, and RFAs, and we'll start with the RFAs. And these are a little bit more cut and dried in my mind on what we should do and what we should not do. Not easy, but I think I know what I would do in this situation. This is step one of my roster restructure. Mark Jankowski is the first one that comes on the list. And Mark Jankowski is simple. It's simple, simple, simple. He is a restricted free agent. He makes 1.675. He's 25 years old. And his qualifying offer needs to match his previous season salary. So it looks like 1.75 is where Mark Jankowski would fall. Well, he's been a 13th forward during the playoffs, a healthy scratch this year and last year. He's been a mile away from enamoring me or making me excited. Now, Mark Jankowski was a guy that I was pretty high on. I was really high on, actually, 2 years ago. I saw some potential. I loved his size. But you know what? Mark Jankowski is one of those hockey players, and I'm not accusing him of not trying hard. But he just looks like he's not working hard. That's just the way he is. But he's just not very effective. He brings great penalty killing to the team. I like that. But we can find that for a cheaper price tag. We just can't. We have it for a cheaper price tag. I vote no sign on Mark Jankowski. Next on the list, Andrew Mangiapane. Makes $715,000. He's 24 years old. He's a left wing or a right wing. Played a critical role in our top six. He's a sixth-round pick that's worked himself into a regular NHLer, and I was hard on him this year. I know everybody in Calgary is really, really high on Andrew Mangiapane, and I am too, so don't get me wrong, but I was very critical of him. I expect a little bit more points from him this year, and I didn't get those. I loved his play in the playoffs, though, and I love the projection. I'm watching this player grow and grow and grow every day. I think you re-sign Andrew Mangiapane. It's a four-year deal, 3.25. A little steeper than what maybe is projected, but after playing hardball with him last year on a one-year deal, I think he proved to us in Calgary that he belongs to stay, and you sweeten the pot a little bit, and you get this guy for 3.25 for 4 years. On to the next guy, on Oliver Shillington. makes $730,000, a defenseman, 23 years old. Do we re-sign Oliver Shillington? Now, he's been in and out of the lineup. He is a great, great puck-moving defenseman. He's got great wheels. But for two straight years, he's been up and down and spent the, you know, about 90% of the time, not 90, I shouldn't say that, about 60% of the time in the press box. Did not see any playoff time this year. 90 appearances in two regular seasons. Where do we go with Oliver Shillington? And I'm not ready to give up on this guy. Like, I'm not real happy with some of his defensive decisions, but I look at this guy's skating ability and I look at what he does when he goes to the American Hockey League. And I can't help but believe that in another year, this guy would grow. I don't think we go hog wild on this, but I think we up it to about $950,000, sign him for 2 years and see where we go with Oliver Shillington. I got a feeling we'll know after one, but let's sign him for 2 years and see where we go. Next on the list, Glenn Godden is an RFA. He makes $775,000. 23-year-old center, right wing. And yeah, I think this guy is just ready to make his step into the National Hockey League. He paid his dues in Stockton. And I think this year is the year we see Glenn Godden get some games in the National Hockey League and see what he's worth. We re-sign Glenn Godden. $900,000 for 2 years. The final RFA that I'll talk about is Tyler Parsons. Makes $759,000. The 22-year-old goaltender spent most of the year in the East Coast Hockey League, not being able to crack the American Hockey League. Kind of a disappointing year. I don't think we give up on this guy yet. I think we need him in this system. I think we go 2 years at $800,000. And that does it for the restricted free agents. Now is where things get a little bit trickier. And let's move into the unrestricted free agents and guys that can walk and sign with somebody else if we allow them to before free agency date, which, you know what, hasn't even been set to my knowledge yet. Let's start with Tobias Reeder. The 27-year-old made $700,000 last year, was signed on a PTO. And boy, was that a good Brad Treliving signing. Plays right wing, left wing, but most importantly, was a wonderful penalty killer. Showed us that in the playoffs with three shorthanded goals. The speedy winger is for real. I like this guy. I think that he was one of the better players in the Stanley Cup playoffs for the Flames. And I don't think we can overlook what you get bang for the buck from Tobias Reeder. I think he's totally the guy you keep around this team. I just hope that other teams don't see what we see as much and offer him some huge deal. I think 2 years, I think we signed this guy. Let's just get cut to the chase. I think we signed this guy 2 years, $1 million each year. You might have to go to 1.2 million. I think 1 million will do it to keep him in Calgary. I like his upside as far as what he can do on the penalty kill. You know, he seems like he's a lot older than 27, and I don't know why I say that. Maybe because he's been in Edmonton, Arizona. He's been around the block. But he's only 27 years old. We get him for 2 years. Let's do it at $1 million and see where we go from there. Zach Rinaldo, another PTO from last year that made the team. $700,000, 30 years old. The left winger is a UFA. Where do we go with Zach Rinaldo? I was underimpressed with Zach Rinaldo, especially in the playoffs. Regular season, he did his job, I guess. I can't rip him there. I don't know. I don't see a future for him in Calgary. I don't want him in Calgary. I know he brings a toughness factor. Do we need that toughness factor from Zach Rinaldo? Can't we just be a bigger, stronger, tougher team? Can't we build a tougher team so we don't need a slower Zach Rinaldo on a PTO? I don't think so. No sign. Let's let him go apply his trades elsewhere. Let's cruise through some of, the less controversial ones. Start at the bottom of the list. Let's trick it down a little bit. John Gillies, goaltender, $750,000 last year, a Group 6 free, unrestricted free agent, the 26-year-old. Boy, you know, I've seen enough. I got my fill of John Gillies. He had some time in the NHL with the Flames, and I'm ready to just let him apply his trades elsewhere. No sign on John Gillies. Buddy Robinson. Where do we go with Buddy Robinson? $700,000, 28-year-old right winger. I liked him when he was in the lineup. I did. And this is a tough one. I don't think he'll ever be an everyday NHL player. I don't. If we sign this guy, I'm going to vote no sign on him. But if we did, I would like to see him as kind of a leader in Stockton, and I think he could do that. I think he's a good player. Alan Quine, $735,000 last year, the 27-year-old center. I liked what Alan Quine brought to the team. I think he offered us injury safety is what he was. If we had a center go down, I felt comfortable with Alan Quine stepping in. I actually like what he did in the playoffs. I'm going to vote no sign on him. And the reason I vote no sign, and I might change my mind on this one, I'm afraid someone else is going to sign him for a lot more money. I am. I like his safety net. I think every team needs an Alan Quine in their American League that can come up and fill those injury minutes. I like what he brings, and I don't know. That's one that I'm really back and forth on. Austin Zarnik, his 2-year experiment in Calgary, $1.25 million, 27-year-old, played both sides of the wing. Austin Zarnik's not coming back. I hate to break it to you. Whether we want to sign him or not, Austin Zarnik's not coming back. I do vote no sign. He's not going to be re-signed on my roster. I think Austin Zarnik showed signs of really good play. I don't think he was given the opportunity that he deserved in Calgary. I also speculated that he left the bubble because he was unhappy, because when Tkachuk went out, Zarnik did not step in. That was the prime spot for him to step in. Picture perfect that he steps into that role. He didn't get that chance. I think he's saying to hell with the Flames. Cam Talbot. Should we get any more to the top than that? 33-year goaltender, 2.75, signed a 1-year deal. He did everything we could have ever asked for in Calgary. And this is where things get a little bit tricky in my roster rebuild. And we'll find more out on what happens in my roster rebuild next week when we dive into the goaltenders. But here's my thing. There's a couple targets I would like to go after as a goaltender, and we'll talk about that later in the show. If we can get one of those targets, then we let Talbot walk. If we cannot get one of those targets, I feel completely comfortable re-signing Cam Talbot for 3 years at $3.5 million. I feel comfortable. If you look at where Cam Talbot is, if you don't get one of these other top goalies, Cam Talbot is right next to the list. Sadly, I'm scared to death on what's going to happen here, because I don't think we're going to be the only suitor for Cam Talbot. I think Cam Talbot likes it in Calgary. He said that in his postseason presser. I'm not going to be upset if we have Cam Talbot on the team with David Rittich next year. I'm not. I don't think goaltending was our problem this year at all. If we don't get production from our first line, we are not going anywhere. And that's one of the problems we will solve in the roster restructure, I hope. Michael Stone, let's talk about him a little bit. The 30-year-old defenseman signed a 1-year deal, $700,000. After he was bought out, the team still pays him $1.16 million per year in his buyout. We brought him back as soon as, we bought him out, and then Valimaki went down the next day with an injury, or in the next few days after that with an injury. And we didn't know you could do this in the NHL, sign a guy that you have bought out. Sounds crazy as hell, but we did it, because what Michael Stone brings is stability. He does. He brings stability. Can a team ever have enough good, solid back-end guys? And what I worry about a little bit is that this league is getting so offensive-minded with the defensemen, And so is our roster with Hanifin and Anderson, not so much. Anderson can kind of play it both ways. Valimaki, when we get to see what he brings to us. we need some stay-at-home defensemen too. And like I said with Allen Quine, with being that injury safety net, that's what Michael Stone is, that seventh defenseman that you can slot in. And he's not upset if he's sitting out, and he just works himself in, and the guy can sit out 6, 7, 8 games in a row and step in and play like he's been playing. Does he mess up defensively once in a while? Yeah. Do people get mad at him? Yeah. But you know what? Take a look in the mirror. Name me a defenseman for Calgary this year, for help, for any NHL team this year, that didn't get some heat. If a defenseman turns one over, we're crucifying him as NHL fans. We do it all the time. But for $700,000, this guy has a booming shot from the point, and he is a safety net for this team, and I think he's important, and I think we sign him for one more year at $750,000. Erik Gustafsson. Now he came in at deadline. I think he played 7 games before the season shut down. And then he steps in the playoffs and jumps right into a power play role for this team. He's 28 years old. He's making $1.2 million. And honestly, I wouldn't mind. I didn't love what I saw from him this year, but I didn't hate it at all. And I like his offensive upside. And I think at his age, we're going to see some good years out of him. And I would love to sign him. But according to all the projections I'm seeing, that this guy is going to get a big 4 to 5 year contract at around $6 million. $5.75, $6 million is his projection for 5 years. One of the places I got that projection is from evolvinghockey.com. Check that site out. It is flat out amazing. It's called evolvinghockey.com. Stats galore. He projects out at 5.75 for 5 years. We can't afford that. We just can't afford that. Another guy we picked up on trade deadline was Derek Forbert, the 28-year-old making $1.89 million, heads to unrestricted free agency. And what did Derek Forbert bring to us? He's an old-school defender. He blocks shots. He kills penalties. He's a gamer. He stays out there and does third-pairing minutes, will do anything for his team. And quite frankly, is another great insurance policy. I don't think you can have too many good defensemen. And although I know Forbert was probably not high on the list of a lot of Flames this year, Flames fans, I did not dislike him at all. I think you re-sign the 28-year-old at $1.5 million. It might have to go up to $1.6 million for 1 year and see where we go with Derek Forbert. Now the two big defensemen, Hamonic and Brody. Where do we go there? Let's start with Hamonic. 3.857, weird contract number, but that's where Hamonic is at. The 30-year-old, golly, seems like he should be like 35 years old, doesn't he? And maybe that's where I should begin. Hamonic's been injury prone. Most of his injuries have been laying his life on the line for his teammates, which I absolutely love about him. I will tell you that there's been parts of the last 3 years that he's been my favorite Flame. I respect the hell out of this guy. I think he's a great, great, great hockey player. I think he's the guy that everybody wants on their team. I don't know what you do. You know, a lot of people say we need to keep one of Hamonic or Brody, but I look at their price tags and I don't think it's going to happen. Travis Hamonic would be the one of the two I would like to choose, but the problem is he's projecting about $5 million. I'd be very hesitant to sign him long-term. I would like him on a 2-year deal. I don't think he would take a two-year deal. But my biggest thing is I think Hamonic's gone. And I think that was part of his decision to stay home and not go into the bubble. We could have really used a Travis Hamonic in the playoffs. And I'm not going to criticize his decision. I've talked about that in previous podcasts. As much as it frustrates me, I have kids. I understand it. Like, so be it. I understand. Travis Hamonic's going to be a Winnipeg Jet. I'm almost positive. They need defensemen. That's right up his alley. That's where he wants to be. I think he gets his $5 million or $4.8 million. Maybe he gives them a hometown discount. I don't know. But I think it's too much money for the risk of injury. I hate seeing this guy go, though. Man, I hate seeing this guy go. TJ Brody, $4.65 million, 30 years old, been a Flame at heart, been a good Flame. I'd love to re-sign this guy, but I don't know how you do it. He has moments where I want to strangle him. And then he has moments where I think, this guy's really coming around. This guy's playing good hockey. I loved him in the playoffs this year. I did. I love him in most of the regular season. Gave us a huge scare early in the year last year when he collapsed during practice. And you know what? Honestly, since that day, I don't know how a medical injury like that can stop you from coughing the puck up so much in your defensive zone. But yeah, it did. It helped him. He's a good skater. He moves the puck well. They're projecting him getting 5 years at $5.8 million. I don't know. I don't think you can do it. I think you have to let him go. I don't think you can sign him. We'll have to plan other plans for our defense. I know it's scary. I know you're going to all say you've lost your mind. You let too many defensemen go. You let too many go. It'll all come together in the coming weeks. In this, you'll see this. I may change my mind on a few, but you'll see this roster come together, and I am going to have a blast building it.
This is the Hockey Podcast Network, your home for hockey talk on every team in the NHL.
All right, part of building this roster, though, is you got to see what the UFA market has. And you got to see what trade targets there is. Because you know what? This team's going to be making a trade. It's going to be making a deal. Let's talk about some UFA, just a few. I'm just going to name out a few. First on my list, the goaltender. With the emergence of Thatcher Demko, do you not fire a shot over at Jacob Markstrom? Do you not fire a number to his agent? $6 million tag, 5 years, and try to sign Jacob Markstrom? Do you go $7 million maybe? 6.5? I don't know. Like I said, I'm okay falling back to Talbot. And maybe bang for the buck, Talbot would be a better option. But I think you got to explore Jacob Markstrom. A winger that I would explore is Eric Halla from Florida. The 29-year-old made 2.75 last year. Big body winger. I love his upside. I think you try to go after an Eric Halla. Defenseman-wise, a Brendan Dillon in Washington. Mark Pesek in Florida, a right-shot defenseman, 28 years old. Maybe a Trevor Van Riemsdyk in Carolina. He's another right D making $2.5 million. And a guy I've always had on my radar and like the way he plays, and I think you could have him at a pretty good value. He makes $1 million now. Is a 27-year-old defenseman out of Winnipeg, Nathan Beaulieu. Now, I would be shocked if Winnipeg does not re-sign him. I would be absolutely shocked because they need defensemen, and I like Beaulieu's game. But those are some UFA targets that I look at as guys to pursue. Now, I know, and I'm not stupid, that I know building a team through UFA is almost impossible. And I think going after one of these big names like a Taylor Hall, and I know you guys wanted me to talk about him, and I know you guys wanted me to bring up, go get a Taylor Hall and have that be part of the roster rebuild. I don't think that's a good financial decision. You have to manage the cap and not cap kill yourself like some teams have done. I think it's important. I think it's really, really important. Now, who do we target in the trade? Well, there's been tons and tons of talk about Johnny Gaudreau going to Philadelphia and possibly Travis Konechny coming back in return. Well, I was pretty high on that idea. I had one of my fellow Flames fans on Calgary Flames fans Facebook page point out to me, or was maybe it was Flames Hub, that he's got 1 point in 21 playoff games. He's a mirror image of Johnny Gaudreau in the playoffs. And I thought, oh geez, scratch that idea. We don't want that, because damn it, that's what I want to get rid of. So maybe he comes off my list. I keep hearing rumors of Matt Dumba in Minnesota. Yeah, I would love to have Matt Dumba on my team. I don't know why the hell Minnesota would trade him, but I keep hearing that name. And there's probably only one other goalie that sparks my interest more than Jacob Markstrom, and that's Darcy Kuemper in Arizona. And Arizona's not going anywhere, and they have to shed salary, and they need to shed it quick. So maybe Darcy Kuemper is a guy available and a guy that's completely proven himself. He was the only good guy on Arizona in the playoffs. And the guy let in a lot of goals, and he was their best player. So that tells you about the team. I love this guy. I would love to add him in Calgary. I don't know what we'd have to give, but I would love to add a Darcy Kuemper. There's rumors that Rasmus Ristolainen is available in Buffalo. 2 years left on a $5.4 million deal. I think the price tag would be high to get him, but he sparks my interest. Another guy that would spark my interest is Anthony Mantha, a winger in Detroit. Detroit needs to shake things up, needs to keep building that prospect pool. Anthony Mantha sparks my interest. The NHL trade bait list on TSN is out, 20 guys on it. Matt Murray highlights it. I don't understand that. I don't want Matt Murray. He's 26 years old. I don't think he's ever really done anything spectacular. He won some cups, won some unbelievable teams, but didn't even really get them there to do that. Marc-Andre Fleury did. Don't forget that, Flames fans. To me, Matt Murray is not the guy to go after. Not the guy. A couple other names I've heard rumored to Calgary are Josh Anderson. I wouldn't be opposed to that. Scares me a little bit in the fact that we need more offense, and he's a great forward, but doesn't have that offensive upside that maybe we need as a team. We hear the name James Van Riemsdyk floated around. He's got 3 years left, but $7 million, is that a smart get? I don't think so. How many times have we heard the name Kyle Palmieri to Calgary? The 29-year-old devil. I don't know, 4.65, got 1 year left on it. Maybe he's part of a Johnny Gaudreau deal going to New Jersey. I see names like Patrick Laine and Nikolai Ehlers on that list. I would give big, big, big money for Nikolai Ehlers, the 24-year-old. $6 million, he's got 5 years left on that. I would give a ton to get Nikolai Ehlers. I don't think Winnipeg is doing it. I think they're floating names out there to get everybody all riled up, and I don't think either one of those two guys will be leaving Winnipeg. Max Domi, how many rumors have we heard of him coming to Calgary lately? $3.15 million, he's a restricted free agent. I don't know why we'd want to go down that road. What does Max Domi bring to a Flames team that really helps us? What does that help push us over the edge? I don't think so. Now, Oliver Ekman-Larsson's name comes up on the list, $8.25 million per year for 7 years. How do you ever take that contract on? Although I believe he's one of the best defensemen in the National Hockey League, Arizona needs to shed money. And that's why I think that you go after a Darcy Kuemper. I think other teams are going to go after a Darcy Kuemper. I think Colorado is going to be looking for a goalie and going to pay big, big, big bucks to have a goalie. They're in need of one. This is going to be really, really interesting to see where this goes. I project a very, very active offseason. And there's a lot of guys that I like that Calgary could go after to make this Flames team a better Flames team.
Woo! What is up, Devils fans? It's your boy, Neil Villapiano. Make sure you check out the Devils State of Mind podcast here on the Hockey Podcast Network. From Taylor Ham or pork roll to how much we hate the Rangers, we got you covered. New episodes every Monday, wherever you listen to podcasts or on the Hockey Podcast Network website. And always remember to rock on. Woo!
All right, Flames fans, time for a little bit of Flames news. Playoff payments were paid out. Players got $40,000, and the Black Aces got $5,000 for losing in the first round. We often forget that a lot of people said, well, hey, they got their salaries already. They're not playing for anything, and they're in this bubble, and it's so bad, and they're not getting paid for it. Oh, don't worry, guys. They got their paychecks prior to it, and these players got payments too. Now, the Calgary Sun put out a poll, and after a disappointing postseason exit, almost 60% of the readers stated that the offensive production of Gaudreau, Monahan, and Lindholm was critical in the Flames losing. And 60% plus think Flames general manager has to make changes, i.e. Johnny Gaudreau getting traded. Yeah, that many. A lot of Flames fans don't want that. And a lot of Flames fans, to me, have their head in the sand when it comes to Johnny Gaudreau. But that's a topic for two episodes from now. It's a difficult offseason for Brad Treliving, and this is, to me, his last kick at the can. What does he do with coach Jeff Ward? 40% of the readers believe a change of coach is the way to go. Do I think so? Maybe. There's a guy that I would go after. Gerard Gallant. I know he's already interviewing in other places right now, but I think that's the guy you go after. But if you think about it, Calgary's never paid for a big name coach, have they? They haven't. My gut tells me Jeff Ward is announced here this week as the head coach of the Calgary Flames. That's my prediction of the week. Let's roll on into a Facebook poll. I did a Facebook poll this week on Calgary Flames fans and Flames Hub on Facebook. They are two groups that you need to join if you are a Calgary Flames fan. I talk with Flames fans every day on these sites, and they are amazing places to vent or talk about cool things in Calgary for Flames. It's just great hockey talk. I posed a question. What trade target should the Calgary Flames pursue the hardest this offseason? I got 393 responses in about 24 hours. So that's a lot. The clear-cut winner, I'll go through the list real quick. I stated Darcy Kemper, goalie, Arizona. Matt Dumba, defenseman, Minnesota. Travis Konecny, forward, Philadelphia. Matt Murray, goalie, Pittsburgh. Anthony Mantha, forward, Detroit. Rasmus Ristolainen, defenseman, Buffalo. And Frederick Anderson, goalie, Toronto. All players rumored to possibly be on the move. Evidently, a lot of you think we need to do something in net because a lot of people voted for goalies. The number one place landing spot, or number one trade target that people wanted the Flames to go after was Travis Konecny. 138 people, 35% of the polled people think Travis Konecny is the guy we should target. 30% of the people, 118 people, voted Matt Murray. That surprised me. That surprised me a lot. I stated my opinion on Matt Murray. I don't think he's our guy. I really, really don't think that he's our guy. 10% of the people said to go after Darcy Kemper of Arizona, 40 people. I love that option. I think the price tag would be enormous. 40 people, 10% said Frederick Anderson in Toronto. I don't mind that. I can't believe Toronto's giving up on Frederick Anderson. I think that blows my mind. But a lot of things that market does blows my mind. 22 people, 5% said Rasmus Ristolainen would be their target. 4%, 19 people, said Matt Dumba would be their target. And 16 people, 4%, said Anthony Mantha would be their target. I like Anthony Mantha. I'd love to have him on the team. But man, was it goaltender heavy. It was really, really goaltender heavy. That surprises me. And you guys really want Matt Murray as the Flames starting goaltender? You guys have that confidence? Because I don't. He struggled this year. This was not a Matt Murray year. He got ousted right away. I don't know. I think we can do better than Matt Murray. I think we have better. Cam Talbot's better than Matt Murray. Let's re-sign Cam Talbot for less money. I don't know. That'll be an interesting one. Get all your Flames Unfiltered podcasts, team news, team updates, and highlights at flamesunfiltered.com. Hey, Flames fans, big announcement to make next year. Flames Unfiltered will be doing a Hot Mic Calgary Flames Game of the Week. More news to come on that. Next week on the show, we move into part two of the roster restructure, and we start to make our decisions on the general manager, the head coach, the coaching staff, and the defense. Wow, is that not a packed show and a lot of decisions to be made? We'll dive deep into the nuts and bolts of the Flames and see what this roster should look like next season. Thanks everyone who supports Flames Unfiltered. I have a lot of fun doing this, and I hope you have a lot of fun listening each week. Enjoy the conference finals. Get connected. Flames Unfiltered can be found on Twitter at Flame Unfiltered. And also make sure you check out our Facebook page at Flames Unfiltered. Check out host Brad Brood on Twitter at Brad Brood. And if you like what you hear, rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. You can find Flames Unfiltered on all the major podcast players. Consider subscribing to Inside Edge Hockey News on Patreon. That'll get you exclusive content and much more. Thanks again and enjoy the hockey. Thanks for tuning in to Flames Unfiltered. Check back for more action-packed Calgary Flames talk.
You're listening to the Hockey Podcast Network, your home for hockey talk covering every team in the NHL. New episodes every Monday. Download at thehockeypodcastnetwork.com or wherever you get your podcasts from.
This has been a production of Inside Edge Hockey News Radio, brought to you by the Hockey Podcast Network. This production is copyrighted and distributed by the Inside Edge Hockey Media Group.